I'm Carl Smelker, and been interested in Louisiana music for a long time. That led to playing music and also a radio show called Louisiana Rhythms that ran for over 20 years on KFAI. I live in St. Paul, Minnesota, which is the other end of the Mississippi, but seems to have a good connection. There's a really great Cajun Zydeco scene up here, Louisiana music scene.
So I'm wondering, when you did your radio show, how would you start to put together your sets? How did you form your playlists?
Basically, I'd have to kind of find a couple themes to go in, and then it would all seemingly fall into place. Nothing was kind of off limits as long as there was a Louisiana connection. And, you know, you'd start playing some Steve Riley and the Mamou Playboys, and then suddenly, hey, Gino Delafosse just came out with an album, and he has Steve Riley playing on it. And then you kind of go play some Gino, and then you say, and there's Dirk Powell and Christine Balfe, and that one, and that brings you over here to the, you know, to Balfe du Jour or Bonsoir Catan. So it had that interconnectedness that made it really fun to play the music and show what a wide area it covered. During that time, while I was sort of learning my Cajun stuff, I went out to Augusta Folk Heritage workshops in Elkins, West Virginia. They had classes all day and you could play all night. And they brought in great Cajun teachers there. Probably the turning point, because you tend to play late into the night, and I think it was maybe a Tuesday night, and my wife Deb and I are walking back to our room thinking we're going to go to sleep, you know, relatively early hour of 2:30 that night. And a woman goes, oh, are you going to come play? And I said, I'm sorry, I think I need to get some sleep tonight. She goes, oh, okay, well, if you have to. You know, she walked on, and we walked about 15 feet, and Deb stopped me and said, that's Christine Balfe, the queen of Cajun music. She just told you to come play. Don't come back to the room. Go away. And so I stayed up all night. And so, you know, Christine has to take the blame on what happened.
What is it about Cajun music that moves you?
I grew up, my dad music was his great hobby, but it was sort of the love of his life. But he was a classical chamber musician. So as a little guy, I fell asleep like twice a week to chamber music in our front room. Cajuns can relate to that because they fall asleep to Cajun music a lot. But what that did was it gave me all that classical repertoire, the way melodies evolve and the way you resolve them and how music has dynamics. And what was great about Cajun is it had all those great French melodies or whatever melodies. It's always been concerned with the melody. So it's this wonderful music that has the beat I love. And, of course, I'm a bass player, so that's what I pay attention to. But it has that great melody. We've got a little bunch here called the Crew de Walleye. And they've been really good about bringing in all kinds of different Louisiana acts. And the funny thing about their Mardi Gras party is it's usually not for Mardi Gras, because a lot of them travel down to Louisiana for Mardi Gras, so it's either before or after. And we do actually have a Mardi Gras party on Tuesday, so, you know, it'll slowly get here. Minnesotans have trouble really closing down on the middle of the week, you know. But we're slowly getting the idea, so, you know, we finish it up by 11 so people can...
I'm coming back home.